course, MG Money. Welcome to Facebook Live. Welcome to YouTube. Welcome to Kaku. And of course, somebody's got their phone up. Anyway, it's fine. Welcome, everybody.
Take that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is another edition of the Nerdwatch Podcast. This is the Nerdwatch Podcast after the Oscars. This is the after Oscar party.
Because we all watch the Oscars.
Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys.
He's the best of the
I really like your outfit for the Oscar
Did
party.
Did you?
It was really nice.
It was kind of disappointing that we were wearing the same thing.
I know.
Nice.
Single shoulder sling.
So let me introduce everybody before we get started here.
Do it quickly.
All right, here we go. On my left, the man in plaid. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the punk rock superstar, the horror aficionado. It's the one
Brony
only.
Guy.
Yeah, that's right. It's Gannon. He's in the house tonight.
Paper towels.
Also joining us tonight
is
a man fresh off of Kauai Con. He hasn't even taken a bath yet, and he hasn't even gotten rid of the stank.
How's that different
of
from
Kauai Con? That is very true. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the comic book artist extraordinaire. Give it up for Todd Bernardi.
Hello, everybody.
So excited.
I've taken two showers today.
I are disappointed.
All right. Also joining us tonight is the cinema scholar, the man who has been doing a lot of movie watching
this
weekend.
We just call him what he is.
What's
he's the ditcher's pet of cinema.
That's right.
What's a cinnamon scholar?
He's a cinema scholar.
Oh, when you say it really fast, it sounds like cinnamon.
No, it's a cinema scholar.
I was like, Aaron's very spicy.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man with only one A in his name. Give it up for Aaron. He's in the house tonight.
That's what makes him so exotic.
It does.
And a freak.
That's so special, though. I have one A in mine.
Also joining us tonight, it is the gaming guru himself, Format, the man who also works here at My Comics and Collectibles. And last, but certainly not least, it is the man who is the owner, proprietor
thank you for that.
Of Maui Comics and Collectibles. He is the chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic books.
All
ladies
of
and gentlemen,
them.
Give
Every
it up
one of them.
For the one, the only, yeah. Between the Sheiks with Daddy Lee.
Is that whole sentence my name?
Yeah.
That's him. It's
That's
Daddy
your whole name. Your whole name is now that.
You're like a pimp named Slickback.
So I would like to recognize someone at this table right now.
You just did.
Yeah, you got all of them.
I'd like to recognize someone
Silent
in particular,
Sean?
A very special
standing.
Shout out to
count.
Format for donning these walls with some very lovely art that he has put up. And
I didn't even do the ones you recognize. That was all illegal.
So whoever did this.
Sorry, man, you can have that.
All right, so big shout out. It was good stuff. It looks fantastic. So it's pretty cool.
Doesn't it, though?
It looks fantastic. I think it looks fantastic. So
let's talk about it some more.
Yeah, let's talk about it some more. I like the
Breath of the Wild,
the Spider-Man puzzle.
No, 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 I'm talking about the Sister Shark number one poster.
Sister Shark number one poster.
How about we talk about the six-fingered raccoon?
Let's not talk about the six-fingered raccoon back here.
There's a six-fingered raccoon behind
you know
us.
Breath of the Wild to Game of the Year?
You know what he, you know yep, what he does
game
with
of
that
the
extra
year,
finger?
Man. Mm-hmm. Hey, can we take a gaming break right there for Zelda? Because Game of the Year, man.
Yeah.
The one game I actually played.
Yeah. The
at least you picked the right one.
I know how to pick them, don't I?
The Game Awards are rigged. Anyway.
Well, I have no influence over them. But I agree.
Also joining us tonight, before I do forget, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Chinese George Clooney. He is also our favorite Chinaman. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Silent Sean in the house tonight as well.
He's lunging in heaven.
He is lunging. There it is. There he is.
Oh, he's not dead. Oh, my
there
God.
There he is. Sam Campos, of course, is in the house for Facebook Live. Welcome.
London
you guys can
heaven.
Join us
Jesus.
Every week on Facebook Live, by the way. Just
Silent
like our
John
Facebook page.
Henry Cavill.
Just like our
together.
Facebook page. It's going to be a lot of fun. So check that out. Also, you can download the podcast at iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher. And you can download the Maui Watch app on Google and iTunes Store. And you can download the Maui Watch app and listen to all of the Nerdwatch podcasts on the Maui Watch Radio Network. First of all, I'd like to make apologies to everybody at this table. Got a little busy this week. I did not post the two podcasts that will be going up today.
You know what I hate to admit
or not
to
today,
myself?
Tonight, yes.
Is I actually like listening to the Nerdwatch. And I realized that today when I didn't have it to listen to. But I listened to another podcast. That's even better than the Nerdwatch.
No way.
What?
Yeah. There is?
I've been listening to the Retronauts lately, which is like a retro gaming podcast.
Oh, cool.
Retronauts?
Retronauts.
I always encourage everybody to listen to podcasts. They are very enjoyable to listen to.
Like Rush Limbaugh's.
Retro, or are they like, oh man, the good days of the PlayStation?
Yeah, I hate that.
Well, their line is now 10 years officially. So
it's
10 years ago.
Well, after 10 years,
they do mostly cartridge gaming, which is why I like them.
Okay.
But they'll dabble into things if they're 10 years old. Actually, they did a Breath of the Wild one.
Oh, did they?
Just because of, and you know, I'm a retro gamer. That's
game
only,
of the year.
That's the only game I played that year, and the reason is, as a retro gamer, I can enjoy that. Mm-hmm. You know,
Sam Campos left his Walmart bag here a couple weeks ago. Has anybody seen it?
Oh, what?
He left his bag here. Was he
here?
Was
he here? He wasn't here, man.
Yeah, he was. He just was. It was. Well,
is he messing with us?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Whatever.
Bro.
What's up, bro?
You've been punked.
Yeah.
He.
What
know.
Was in it?
Oh man.
You know, it was it was real pink and long. I think it was made out of rubber.
Yeah.
Oh, you told him about
You're such a jerk.
Is that a man?
Can we talk about that on the podcast?
No. Big shout out to, of course, Carl.
No.
Carl is in the Facebook live chat.
Carl!
Somebody left a marital aid in the Dungeons & Dragons room.
Well, let's just
they
leave it
there. They sullied the sacred grounds.
They did.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Sam,
well, listen,
apparently.
Before we start talking Kawaii Con, I'm
impressed.
Before we start talking Kawaii Con and the Oscars and all other stuff, we do have to check in with Daddy Leaks.
Stop saying that.
Every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday here at Molly Comics and Collectibles.
If you guys want to see Daddy Leaks with his shirt off, just go to his Facebook page. It's pretty hot.
It was about 10 years ago, so there's nothing to worry about.
Well,
it's not like this version of me, so it's
all still,
right.
It's not bad.
You are right, though. That, it is
nipples the size of silver dollars.
That's how you like. That's I don't know. That's how I like them.
Some guys are into it.
That's how I like them.
Just want to sink your teeth into them.
Like pepperonis.
I don't know, but Chad's going off on Sam right now.
Anyway.
No, Sam, don't leave. We gotta talk about the bag a little bit more.
No.
Here's the
thing. We really don't.
We have to check in with 115 South OK Avenue here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. Every Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday. Every Tuesday is 20% off Tuesdays. You can find all of your comic book, retro gaming, and Funko Pop needs here at 115 South OK Avenue.
All of them.
So let's check it out. What's new this week in the world of the comic books?
I don't even know why that's necessary.
It's not. It totally isn't. Amazing Spider-Man number 797.
Nice.
Avengers number 683. Bane Conquest 10 of 12. Batman number 42. Batman White Knight number 6 of 8. Captain America number 699.
What's the White Knight one?
He's the bad guy and Joker's the good guy. He's like running for.
He supports David
Duke. Yeah, they're like, whoa, Bruce Wayne.
Whoa.
We know David Duke's also a billionaire, but.
The Hooded Crusader.
So, is there any connection to the medals? No. This is different?
Yeah, it's a separate storyline.
Okay.
Gideon Falls, number one. That's by Image. Not too sure what that one's about. Harley and Ivy Meet Betty and Veronica, number 6 of 6, the finale of that series.
Nice.
Harley Quinn, number 39. Infinity Countdown, number 1 of 5.
Talk about Infinity Countdowns.
Yeah.
Tony Stark moved the movie up a week.
I'm sure he did it.
That wasn't him. He's not real.
Oh. All right.
I didn't mean to ruin that for you.
Talk about Infinity Countdown.
I'm sorry, G.
Wow.
We're getting Infinity War in April. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One week.
Well,
you know why that is, right?
Yeah, the international markets are getting it around the same time.
They don't want to. They don't want to compete with their own movie. They don't want to compete with Solo. And of course, as you know,
but nobody's going to see Solo.
Yes, they will.
Simon saying we got a buzzing sound now.
Deadpool 2.
Well, that's the vibrator.
I don't know what the heck that is.
I just said what it was.
I mean, I don't think that they can hear it while it's in you.
Can you hear it?
That's good. That's actually a good point by Jimmy J. You don't think Infinity War was scared of Deadpool, and that's why they moved it up.
I think that's what I'm saying. That's why I said Deadpool is coming out May 21st.
Yeah. I don't think Deadpool would make a dent in that movie. I mean, come on.
Well, we're gonna do the premiere for Infinity War. So
Deadpool's
gonna
bend that movie over and give it to it from behind.
Give it two thumbs up.
I have to tell you that I don't think anything's gonna beat Infinity War. Matter of fact, I think Infinity War is gonna beat Black Panther, box office wise.
DJ's watching Solo. When's Solo coming out? I'm watching Solo too.
May 25th, I think.
I thought it was Christmas.
I think so.
No.
What? Solo? I think
so. Not that soon.
Yes. What is that?
Solo?
Solo's May 25th.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Man. Yeah, man. Wow. May 25th. Didn't I just say
we're
that?
We're going to have a busy couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be pretty crazy. So.
Busy couple of weeks with Daddy Leaks.
Life is pain.
So what else is going on? What's that, what else is on that comic book list?
Oblivion Song by Kirkman and DeFelici, number one.
Ooh,
they've been marketing that heavy to us. They sent me a trade. They sent all dealers a trade of like the first 8 issues to read.
It's a book,
which I didn't.
Oh.
Sorry, Robert Kirkman. No. Because I'm not supposed to.
What is it about?
You're asking him on the record. What a dummy.
I didn't say it into the microphone.
They can still hear you, man.
So what's what's it about? Do we have a storyline?
I wish I had read it. The poster was nice.
Wow.
The art looks incredible. Robert Kirkman's writing it, so you know it's going to be a TV show soon.
What is it called? What is it
Oblivion
called?
Song.
Oblivion Song.
Oblivion Song. Okay. Cool.
But they've been pushing it kind of heavily, so you can tell they have something behind
it. Robert Kirkman's name on it. Why
of course. Shade the Changing Woman, number one.
All grown up.
The Shadow and Batman, number 6 of 6. Mm-hmm. Wrapping up that. She-Hulk, 163. Spider-Man 238, that's the Miles Morales book. Star Wars 44. Superman 42. Venom number 163. Walking Dead number 177. Can we spoil? Can we say?
That's season stupid, 8, episode 8, so that's I don't care.
Nobody's watching that show anymore anyway.
It's weird, man.
There's less and less people watching it.
Hey, Jimmy J says that he's taking off for the night. He's got to go to sleep. But he says we're supposed to have a big Nerd Watch announcement next week. I'm not sure why, but
he's probably got some more guests to announce.
We're gonna talk about what Sam found in the bag.
Plus,
I didn't think Jimmy knew about
that. Leaving like
Amazing
right
Hawaiian
before
Comic Con. I know he's leaving right before Night Darling gets here.
Stop lying to keep him up.
No, he is.
Poor guy's got to go to sleep.
Night Darling's gonna be here.
Let the guy sleep.
He's got a con to plan.
She's gonna. Yeah, he does. He has an amazing con to plan happening. What October? Or excuse me, August.
An amazing con.
An
to
amazing
con.
Did
you mean to say that?
August 23rd, 24th, 25th.
Our con is in October.
Or is it 24th, 25th, and 26th?
August,
Jimmy J, I'm asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I know.
Which is it? 24th.
He already left.
He already went to sleep.
Oh, fine.
Good night.
Whatever. Anyway, what else is on that list?
Like X-Men deuces. Gold 23 and X-Men Red number 2. And that's it. That's it.
Nice.
Oh, no blue. Huh.
No blue. That's because that guy got fired. He's not working on that one anymore, right?
No, you're talking about gold.
Oh, is it gold? Oh, it's gold. I thought it was blue. Sorry.
They already replaced
anyway,
the artist a while.
That's where you guys can get your copies of all those wonderful comic books here at 115 Southwick Avenue. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. All right. Gents, so first off, is it really, we got the Oscars to talk about here in a sec, but is it really that big of a deal that Infinity War bumped up a week?
No.
I didn't think so either. People were losing
No, Carl, no, Rom.
Yeah, they were, people were effectively losing their minds on social media. I'm not too sure why, but I thought it
they
was.
They were?
Yeah, they were. Everybody was like, oh my gosh, it's coming on. I wasn't sure what the big deal was.
For Infinity War. I thought you were talking about the Oscars.
No. That's coming up in a second. But anyway, it's a smart move on Marvel and Disney's part, just because they won't be competing with Solo or Deadpool that's coming out in May. So they have
any other movie in May.
They have a week. They have pretty much a month all to themselves, which is pretty smart. So we'll see how that goes. Let's just say that Infinity War will be the Fast and the Furious of April 27th.
What else is coming out during that month?
Normally, it's
like
all.
What competition do they have?
Normally, in April, it's always a Fast and Furious movie. That's how it goes. They try
for the last 50 years.
Yeah, for the last. Yeah,
tis tradition.
Yeah, tis tradition. I don't think there is nothing that comes to mind of note during that last week of April. So I'm not too sure. I think Infinity War is going to be it, and that's surprising considering the fact that school's not even out yet. By that time, so it's gonna
how are kids gonna get to see this movie, man?
I don't know, man. It's gonna be pretty crazy. You figure?
I know, with school not being out and
geez,
all. Oh my goodness!
I can't believe it.
And you know, kids aren't gonna like take the night off to go watch a movie because they gotta go to school the next.
Exactly.
Day.
Exactly.
Right?
You know how responsible millennial kids are. It's pretty crazy. So anyway, Infinity War
closes in the afternoon.
I know. Avengers: Infinity War will be at your local multiplex come April 27th. So you can
arriving.
Check it out.
I thought Dumbledore kills Tony Stark.
No, dummy. No. Dumbledore's dead. Yeah. Sorry.
Spoilers.
What? Spoilers!
Adam Simon thinks I'm a millennial, sir. I really appreciate that.
You know, they keep moving that date around to make everybody say they're a millennial. I think they're just messing with us because everybody hates millennials. So they're like, you're a millennial now.
No, I'm...
It started in 1975. You're a millennial.
You didn't spell moron right. That's what it is.
You
moron.
I'm a Gen Xer, so... Anyway.
Right.
Moving on.
Gen Xer.
You're a baby boomer at heart.
I kind of am a baby boomer at heart. I totally am.
You're not a Gen Xer.
That's true. I'm a baby boomer at heart.
Oh,
agreed.
Man.
I agree with you on that.
It's like you were born in 54.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's
man.
The name calling part of the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I seriously, I'm a Gen Xer. I appreciate that. I do look very young. It's my Filipino skin. Anyway.
Right.
The Oscars.
Millennials.
Gents. Very interesting yesterday.
What was interesting about it, G?
You know, let me tell you
Come
why.
Come on, man.
Because Aaron's going to give us the report, because I have to tell you why.
You didn't watch it?
Because Aaron...
No.
It's because all of Aaron's predictions that he talked about last week were wrong.
Yeah.
They were...
Was he zero?
They were so wrong.
Zero for zero!
Woo!
Yeah, so they were so wrong.
So he really is
really
a cinnamon scholar.
Yeah.
Actually, the one I got wrong was Best Picture.
Yeah, you got Best Picture wrong.
I got everything else right.
Yeah, we thought that Dunkirk was going to win for Best Picture.
Hey, that guy is watching. Look.
Who?
But I wanted Dunkirk to win.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. It's John J.
John J. Murakami's in the house?
No, Murakami.
Murakami.
he's watching.
He's watching. Great.
Hello.
Great.
Can we get back to Aaron now?
Oh, did I?
Yeah,
I'm
you're interrupting him.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
Aaron was in the middle of something.
Yeah. So, Aaron, you were pretty disappointed about Shape of Water winning Best Picture. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the gateway to superhero movies.
Yeah.
Ape Sapien 1, y'all. Let's be grateful.
Yeah. Bestiality, the way to the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, but she was a fish at the end, too. Mm. So it's only bestiality if you were turned on watching
spoilers.
It. Spoilers. Which I was.
I love
the fish-banging movie.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm. And on top of that, it was the Oscars this year wasn't very good. It was the lowest-rated Oscars of all time, apparently.
Well, it's because of all those liberals.
Well, it probably is, for sure.
Whoa.
You know, the Me Too movement and all this
Murakami
other stuff was on display as
the whole Weinstein thing.
Yeah, the whole Weinstein thing, which was really weird. So
they didn't really do too much of the Weinstein thing.
No, it was smart that they didn't, so that was very smart. Is this? Yes, it is on. Sweet. Just want to make sure. Anyway, other than that, any other? We know that Get Out won. Jordan Peele did win an Oscar.
Yeah
he
for
did.
Get Out for screenplay.
Best screenplay. Original screenplay.
Yeah. And then, of course, you were right about Gary Oldman. He did win.
Night Darling's here.
Night. Oh, she is.
She just got here.
Oh, Night Darling is here. So
start the pod now. Someone hit the record button.
Yeah, somebody hit it. You're sitting over here.
Sit on that hard metal thing.
Whoa, there you go. Good job. Yeah, there's a little bit of spaghetti. It's all good. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, joining the podcast, before we get started again, it's the lovely Night Darling in the house. She's in the house.
You're all right there. Do you want maybe put a chair here or something?
You're pretty high up there. You're a little high. So, Aaron, any other surprises this Oscars?
I was pretty happy with most of the stuff. Dunkirk winning the technical awards.
Mm-hmm. You know what I thought was awesome?
Roger Deakins.
Roger Deakins. About friggin' time. 20 years this guy's been waiting. Roger Deakins.
He's already seated in mine.
Yeah, it's pretty
so
awesome.
So deserved.
Very, very much deserved. And then Sam Rockwell won. Francis McDormand won.
For what?
Those were given.
Fargo.
Those are pretty much.
It was this year's delayed rewards.
It was this year's Fargo. It's kind of what
forgot
it was.
To give it to her.
Yeah.
So announcing her 2003.
But there was a guy who actually stole her Oscar during that.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Somebody stole her Oscar that night, and he was actually invited to the Oscars,
taking pictures
crazy.
With it. And but she told the cops not to just let him go, not charge him.
Wow.
So.
How nice of her.
Kobe Bryant got an Oscar. That's awesome.
Okay, so...
this is like a scene from Idiocracy.
Answer me this. So who won for Best Actress?
Some lady.
Frances McDormand.
Frances McDormand. Who won for Best Supporting Actress?
Some lady.
Allison Janney.
Allison Janney for...
I, Tonya.
And then Best Supporting Actor was Sam Rockwell. And Best Actor was...
Kobe Bryant.
Gary Oldman.
That's right.
Kobe.
Can I ask you this? I didn't know. What was the whole jet ski thing?
No. What?
I was just one of Kimmel's jokes.
Ooh. Oh.
So that way nobody would talk very long in their speech. So whoever made the shortest speech won the jet ski. And the costume designer from, I think it was Beauty and the Beast, won it.
Oh, did he?
Because his speech was like 39 seconds.
Nice.
But he actually won the jet ski.
Oh, that's pretty crazy.
Wow. Rich people winning stuff.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
It really...
And it warms the cockles.
Yeah, it does.
The heart.
I loved watching the movie stars go into the theater where they were watching the Oscars and giving the peasants hot dogs and throwing them all kinds of cool things.
They were throwing hot dogs at the crowd.
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
they made a huge gun.
Army Hammer had a hot dog gun.
Yeah. Are you serious?
No joke. I'm not kidding. So it's like, here, peasants.
So MC Hammer was there?
Huh?
MC Hammer was there?
Army Hammer.
Yeah, oh, I mean,
he's an MC.
He was Kobe Bryant's date.
Oh. It was a huge gun made to look like a hot dog.
The pre-show was like gladiators battling to the death.
It was
right?
Jimmy Kimmel, Gal Gadot, and Army Hammer in there. They were passing out. He was shooting Mark hot Hamill. Dogs from his gun. Mark Hamill was there, and they.
I'd
were...
take a hot dog from Mark Hamill.
Or bet you would.
Hey, listen,
in the mouth either.
I'd take a hot dog from Allison Janney.
Put that on a shirt, would you? I'd take a hot dog from Mark.
It's worth the retweet.
You know
what?
You could probably tweet it and then tag him to it. He'll probably answer.
Yeah,
probably.
He'd probably mail me a hot dog.
Yeah, I got to see that. Yeah, you know what's interesting is that Adam Simon brings up an interesting point in the chat. There was a Lonely Island song that did get rejected from the Oscars. I'm not sure what it was. I have not had a chance to see to hear it yet. Did you get a chance to hear it?
No.
No? It caused a little bit of a ruckus, I heard, but I heard it was kind of funny. I'll check it out. I haven't seen it myself. Of course, no big surprise. Format's favorite animated movie won for Best Picture.
And Best Song
for Coco. So you'd be happy about the music at least. So that's good,
I guess.
Actually, Best Song was kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was.
Who do you think it was going to be for Best Song?
Greatest Showman.
Is that movie about a little kid being dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
What a bummer, dude.
And Alzheimer's.
I just saw like 2 seconds of it where the kid is going to the afterlife. I'm like, is this really like a good premise for a...
No,
not Greatest Showman. Coco. Like... Greatest Showman's about P.T. Barnum.
How did he die? Somebody leave him in like a hot car or something?
Oh, man. Holy cow, dude.
Because the dog was with him. I don't know.
What? Holy cow.
Seen him yet? No,
for real. How does he die?
That is awful.
What?
Awful.
It happens, man.
How he died?
I don't know.
He doesn't actually die.
I don't think he actually dies. I think he just travels to the realm of the dead during the Day of the Dead.
Oh.
Why just him?
It's like just one of those magical things happen.
He did a thing that cursed the family line and it pulled him into the land of the dead.
Yeah.
See, so, now you know why I don't like it.
I don't see it.
He peed on Grandpa's gravestone.
Just watch The Book of Life. It's much better. Anyway, Oscars, no big surprise. People obviously weren't watching. More than half the country wasn't watching. But at least we gave, at least we got some. I wish that we would have gotten more of the, I guess, some more of the mainstream stuff. I mean, as far as being nominated, I guess some of the stuff keeps getting thrown by the wayside. So
what does that mean today? Mainstream stuff,
comic book movies.
Yeah, well, yeah, essentially, like things that actually make money. You know what I mean? Like,
why does what makes money mean it's art?
Well, here's the thing. Wait a minute. Because Hollywood. Let's be honest.
Something that makes money is not necessarily art.
Let's be honest.
No, it has to make money to be art.
Right, Hollywood.
Otherwise, it's a waste of time.
Hollywood makes the Marvel movies in order to fund the smaller movies that constantly seem to get recognized, which is fine. I understand that from an art perspective.
But they've never really been recognized before.
But I think they should start being recognized.
I don't think so.
Matter of fact, I think Oscar should come up with a brand new category: Best Comic Book Film.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, they did reference Black Panther a lot in the ceremony.
Of course they did. Because that's going to get nominated for Best Picture next year.
All the hosts were doing the...
They need to recognize stunt directors first.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Yeah, stunt man.
For real. I completely agree with
don't
that.
Don't they have a stunt man award?
No, they don't. No. They don't have anything like that.
Otherwise, they'd have to admit Tom Cruise has a stunt man. That guy would get the Oscar first.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he would. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk a little bit more about other things after the main show. But since Night Darling is here, and
all the focus of the show is going to go towards her,
and Todd is here,
it's the Night Darling show.
They were, of course, in Oahu. They were in Oahu for KauaiiCon 2018.
Thank you, Todd, for picking up the variant covers, both by Casey Horimoto, but for Bandit number 2 and for Gordon Ryder number 13. That Gordon Ryder, is there a copy in here
good
somewhere?
Job, Casey.
I don't know.
It's in my it's in that bag.
The bag. It's in the bag.
Did I say that wrong?
Yes.
A little bit.
Sorry.
I think it's one of my favorite covers of all time, probably.
Yeah.
The Gordon Ryder one?
The Gordon Ryder. No, Gordon. I mean, that one is amazing, too.
That one is a good one.
And thank you for getting me a copy of that.
That was pretty hot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Wow.
Yeah, Todd, thanks.
That one.
You see?
Photorealistic Gordon Ryder in underwear. I love it. That is awesome.
That is by Casey?
Yeah, Casey did that.
That's crazy.
Cover. That's the KauaiiCon exclusive.
Horimoto.
Good job, Casey.
She's awesome.
Sold out of both covers.
Yeah. Casey Horimoto, amazing.
Homegirl killed it this weekend.
Right? Yeah. Look at that. They sold out so fast.
She did. She was sold out, it seemed like in 5 minutes. Because she posted the picture.
I think it was like day one, KauaiiCon.
Yeah, day one KauaiiCon. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, let's check in with Todd Bernardi and Night Darling to find out what went on after KauaiiCon. Screw KauaiiCon. What happened after KauaiiCon?
Cheryl Key has got $3 Guinness, so I had to have a couple
isn't
of beers.
Isn't that regular price Guinness?
No, regular price Guinness
you
is like $7.50.
Are you kidding
me?
I'm glad I don't go to bars anymore.
Yeah.
Night Darling was like hosting parties after KauaiiCon.
Did you do another car show?
No, but you know what? Amazing Hawaii Comic Con is the same weekend as SpoCom
again.
I am
double
going
duty
to die.
Nice.
You got to plan your cosplays to work with a car show.
I know. No, I have to like switch
too fast,
all
too
over
furious.
Again. I can't even think about that right now. Anyway, KauaiiCon was super good. This time around, I was a lot more busier outside of the con as well as in the con. So it was like 4 days of just no sleep, just kind of driving around everywhere. I got a lot of shoots done, got to work with new people, you know, new sponsors and everything like that. Hosted a Saturday night event.
You did?
Which was
awesome.
Was
it Steezy Saturdays or something?
Yes! Yeah. Chris Styles. Mm-hmm.
Question for you. Were you working with the same photographer?
Hey guys. Yeah. For the most part, I was working with the same photographer, JDM Photography, who I work with all the time.
Gotcha.
He's my homeboy. So we just did a whole bunch of different shoots, like, all over. We shot at the Seven Sketches wall.
You
down
did?
At
that was a cool one. That was a cool one.
Yeah. So, I shot with Javi, too. He's another photographer that we shoot with. So we were just going all over and getting a lot of shoots done. Because usually I fly in Friday mornings, but this time I came in Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. And it was literally like Wednesday night, straight off the plane, 11:40 p.m., went to Dave & Buster's.
Nice.
And then like woke up, got up, shot all day, set up the booth all day, and then went to Hawaii Voice for the go-go competition with Level H. They're found too, so I had to go show support with them as well. And then Friday just started all the craziness of just all the con hustle and bustle. Saw a lot of people that I knew. Saw a lot of new faces. And
Vampy Bit Me was there. I saw it.
Yeah, she's so sweet and so tiny.
She is super tiny.
Yeah, no, she's super cool, super down to earth. I had a great time chatting with her. Saw a whole bunch of people, like a lot of new vendors this year to me, it felt like. 4i Clothing came down from California.
X-Ray Vision was there, I heard.
Yeah, there was not a lot of new vendors from Canada. That was really great. So
where's Canada, guys?
Canada 8.
It's like Mexico, but above us.
Oh, cool.
That's where Jeff Isherwood's from.
Oh, From Canada? Okay.
Just a lot of fun, you know, just meeting a lot of new people. The cosplays were great. And, of course, I had the loudest booth there. We had our speaker. We had Bruno Mars come to the table. And we had a dance-off with Kid Raiden. And
wow.
All kinds of stuff just happening. It was – by the third day, mm-hmm. I was sleeping underneath my booth. Mm. Like, no joke.
Wow.
I just couldn't – oh, gosh. I was so drained. But it was a lot of fun, and it was super worth it.
Wow. Yeah, you were there were a ton of pictures already you posted already. There's, it seemed like you were working the whole time you were there.
Yeah, no, I didn't sleep, eat, or sit down very much the whole entire time.
It's pretty crazy.
That's how it normally is because usually, like, throughout the day, I have, like, 4 or 5 shoots booked in a day mm-hmm. and sometimes even more. Mm-hmm. So usually a lot of the time I'm, like, shooting around the con and then, like, I'm at my booth mm-hmm. and then signing prints and, you know, selling stuff, so... You know, it's always, like, that hustle and bustle back and forth. Mm-hmm. And, like, the hours just fly by. It's crazy.
Well, the...
I blink and it's,
I know one of the shoots you were... One of my favorite pictures was you were actually on a bed with a tiny little plush doll. That was a very cute picture.
Thanks.
I like that one. But you didn't have obviously didn't have a chance
to
sleep.
Can you say that, but creepier this time? Okay.
Say it in your accent.
Let me try it again.
Like the
say it that way.
So night, darling.
You were very cute.
I was...
I like you on the bead.
You were on the bead.
Oh my god.
Oh my
funny.
God. That's creepy.
That's funny. Anyway, that was very cool. Now tell us Todd's telling us all these stories.
Todd, why are you talking?
So
I wasn't talking about you. I was telling
all
stories.
All I want to know
about John J. Murakami.
Leave my John alone.
All I want to know is that What was happening after? I mean, you got to see Todd at the con, which was
and that
fun.
Was it. Like that was kind of
he
it.
Was like right behind me too.
I was
like
taking,
every time
I, was to take
I looked
creepy
over,
photos
he was
over.
Like this. And I'm like,
I was like,
watch. I know. I'm like, what do you want, Tad? What do you want, Tad? What are you looking at? No, it was nice. It was
your
nice
costumes.
To have him. Oh yeah, obviously. I had a leotard on every day. Just
wow!
All 3 days.
Yeah, I saw the Raiden one.
Well,
it's cool.
It's warm on Oahu, so why not? Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Raiden came out really nice.
Yeah, Raiden came out excellent. I really like that one a lot.
Shipping all that stuff over, though, I'm not a big fan. I think I'm gonna have to like upgrade to like plastic bins this time instead of like a suitcase.
Ooh.
Because trying to fit. So, like, shipping it over, the hat got all messed up. Like, Raiden's hat got all, smashed and, like, dented. Yeah, so I had to, like, fix it kind of last minute. Some of the armor got, like, dented a little bit. So it's just, you know, the trial and error of having to, like, go to another island for a convention. So
right.
The struggle is definitely real. but still, yet we, you know, we pulled it together. We made it work, and that was definitely like a good one. But I think everybody's favorite was day 3 of Kauai Con, which was 2B, my 2B costume from Nier.
Yeah, I saw that one was cool.
Yeah,
Nier Automata.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what it was though.
I know what Nier Automata is. Shut your face.
And
you
actually,
you did
that,
one, on that one,
I didn't know what it was. So I
guarantee
glad
you were looking
it
up. You're like, what is that?
It's a PS4 exclusive video game, sir.
That one I actually premiered Saturday night at the Steezy Saturday event at Hawaii Voice. So
nice.
That was really nice. I've never done a cosplay in a club before, really, like that. I mean, I did Sexy Georgie on Halloween and Lavas, but
those,
that was it.
I was going to say, those cosplays sure didn't stop you from doing shots. So.
Oh, yeah. That was great. And then, you know, like, I just walk in and, you know, I have this white wig and, like, this, like, extreme dress going on with this super high slit. And everybody in that bar is just like, what the?
Wow.
But by the end of the night, oh, gosh, everybody was having, like, the best time. It was amazing.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
I invited Todd and he didn't show up.
Wow. Wow. What a
How's
jerk.
That?
Can you tell us about your cosplays and your white slit?
Well, mine goes up the back. Mine's a very tiny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah. No, I didn't do any cosplays.
I know you didn't. How was your...
Tad all 3 days.
Yes, yes. How was...
I was just like this.
Yeah. I just want to know how your Kauai Con went.
It was great, yeah. It was really fun to see all the people that I've met before coming back for the next issue of the comic. And then
issue 9, of course.
Yeah, issue 9. Getting to meet some...
Available here at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Yes. And
I'd say, please buy it for me. Please.
Please. Please. Please buy it so I can give him more.
No, but you know what? Like, every time, like, I was going to go and, like, take a picture with Todd, mm-hmm. I turned around and somebody was at his booth asking him questions. It might have been, where's the restroom or something, right? You know, it might have been something actually, like that. But I'm just saying, he got him in his area.
Yeah, true.
Like,
there was I was really busy, like especially on Saturday and Sunday. I just kind of turned around and there was, you know, it was like 8 o'clock, and you know, I totally just talked to people for 5 hours.
How many Michael McDonald CDs did you sign?
None.
How many times will Yama be there requesting?
Will you sign mine?
Yeah, if you got one, I'll sign it.
Yama, yeah, get it.
Two Daddy Leaks. Sorry, it doesn't get
you
up
were
anymore.
You were actually right next to Sam Campos, weren't you?
Yeah, that was a kind of a freak thing. That was cool.
Sam was even there.
Yeah, what?
Sam, I didn't even know.
There's a.
He wasn't on the map.
Yeah, there's.
You
a,
should call him the godfather of local comics.
Yeah,
Daddy there's, Sam. Get rid of my name.
No, that's stuck with you, homeboy. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it was really great.
Big Daddy, yeah, Sam. Big Daddy Sam Cam, come on.
Big Daddy Sam Cam, that's good. Sam, all right, it's sticking. I like it.
Sam is
I'm not daddy
Sam
like
brought
it.
his buddy Art so and police. Brought brought Mark Gould. So Mark.
Oh, Mark Gould was there.
Yeah,
nice.
And Woo. Doing sketches. Yeah, and then
who else from the Alliance was there? Come on.
John J. Murakami.
I don't think you're pronouncing
Murakami.
That right.
Murakami is he
Leave
was
my
there.
John alone.
I love yeah. those guys. I love
yeah. I think that Casey's in the Alliance too.
She
yeah,
is.
Casey
what
is. Yeah,
Casey
is.
Yeah. You think
Where
you're
you
part
been?
Of the Alliance? She
you.
Is in it.
That was from like last year. Yeah. Oh yeah, he wasn't there for the. Yeah.
He doesn't know because he got kicked out. Remember. When they inducted me, I got to pick one guy to kick out, and it was tough.
It was Tad.
They inducted Casey at Tasty Crust.
Yeah.
That's where all these important things happen.
Yeah, I wish true. I was at Tasty Crust.
I went to Tasty Crust, but I missed it.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, sorry.
So did you sell all your books, by the way?
I sold out of Disco Thunder number 1, Kukui Project number 1, Kukui Project Trade paperback. Mm. And then I've only got like 4 copies of... Kukui Project number 9 left, so I'm almost out of that.
Nice.
I'm very like I was all I almost sold out of the Disco Thunder trade too.
Nice.
That's
the best. The Disco Thunder trade is the best.
It's pretty good.
Ruben,
pretty
good.
You
haven't read
it. Phone in your face.
Ruben said
Sandwich?
He's offended.
What?
By Disco Thunder Groovebone.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
why is Ruben
right.
offended? Ruben. That is
that's
such
a very
great
harsh
comic.
Word.
He was. He was super pissed off at Todd's review of Black Panther. And so, he slapped down that race card and said, that's right. And I said, I'm going to pass that along because I want to be offended for you.
Nice.
But it's not my place.
What offended him about the book?
Mostly the afros.
Hey, man.
The afros are the best part, man.
My
afro?
My mother-in-law had an afro.
Oh.
Oh, so now it's a white thing.
It's a pretty
it
yes.
white thing. Okay.
Was it a
Jufro? No, she was. She's African American.
Oh, okay.
Wow. His mother-in-law.
Oh. In-law. Mother-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, I met your mother.
I know. Like, wait a minute.
He did say mother-in-law.
That's different.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I missed the in-law part.
So, sorry, man.
Sorry, hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Yes, oh, hashtag I guess you don't have the groove or the funk.
Whoa. That's messed up.
That
dude.
Is a little offensive right there.
I'm gonna have to
That's the name of the podcast, by the way. You don't have the groove or
can
the funk.
I
No, we have a better name.
Oh, do we? Okay, good.
I forgot
the,
what it was.
Can I slap Todd in Ruben's stead?
The six finger raccoon.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, I do want Facebook Live to know that after the show, we're going to be having an exclusive Facebook Live after party, as it were. You guys want to stick around for that, ask us questions, things like that. We'll just shoot the proverbial shiz with you guys.
Then we'll talk about what really happened.
That's exactly what really happened at
Kauai
Con. That's what I want to know.
Oh, Nobu from and Trinographics was there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jen just reminded me.
Nice.
And so it was really, and I talked actually to Nobu.
So you had a good time then?
Yeah, I had a really good time. It was a really good show, and it's always really nice to see all the other artists in Artist Alley, and it's always great to meet new people and see some of the old fans coming back to buy the book.
Buy the new book? Fantastic. Yeah. Well, good for you, Todd Bernardi. Kauai Con. More on Kauai Con coming up very shortly here. But I do want to check in with Gannon. The punk rock superstar.
Why?
Hi, Gannon.
We heard you went to a movie with your mom this weekend.
So we heard you went to a movie with your mom this weekend.
Yeah, it was Black Panther. We talked about it last week, too.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. That was it. No,
it's kind of a dead story.
Did you watch anything else this week?
I just saw Shape of Water.
Yeah, and what was your take on Shape of Water?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Okay.
I could see why I got
Oscar worthy.
I could see how I got the award.
I think Pan's Labyrinth should have been the one that Guillermo del Toro won Best Picture for. That's my favorite.
Sure.
If I had to choose.
He won the Best Foreign Language.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I think he might have. I gotta check. I gotta double check my records on that. But yeah. So anything else exciting you wanted to that you saw that you'd like to speak of?
No.
Okay. Cool.
Aaron, I haven't seen anything new or interesting.
Aaron, sir, before we get out of here, you went to the movies this weekend and you did some movie watching. What did you watch?
Death Wish. Death Wish and Annihilation.
I want to see Death Wish.
You know the way.
Okay, so since we talked about Annihilation last week and how horrible Barry rated it, what was your take on Annihilation?
I'm not too far from Barry, actually.
Wow.
Wow. It was,
zero stars?
No, well, not that bad. I think he gave it 1.5, but I gave it 2. Because it was good up until the ending, and it got, like, super sci-fi-ish, and just, it tried to be this high.
Wasn't it a sci-fi
movie? You know, like, this
movie?
High concept.
I like that. High concept.
It got too Sandra Bullocky at the end?
Yeah.
You know that sci-fi movie that she's in called The Net.
Like, The Net, that was a sci-fi thriller.
That was a sci-fi thriller.
You know what else was?
That was great.
You know what else was a sci-fi thriller starring Sandra Bullock was Practical Magic. So, don't mess with Sandra Bullock.
Annihilation. What was the problem with that film?
They didn't really give them anything to do once they got into the Shimmer.
Which is the other world or whatever.
Yeah,
gotcha.
They just basically walked around for most of the time.
What are you supposed to do in the Shimmer?
Well, I mean, they're supposed to investigate because they're trying to investigate, you know, why only Oscar Isaac came back and no one else.
They didn't want him.
No one else came back.
Apocalypse didn't do as well at the box office.
It's weird is that it's called the Shimmer and the only thing I can think of is Jim and the Holograms, which is weird.
Was there a musical number?
It was all females.
Yeah, there was no dance. He didn't dance.
Oh, bummer.
But the creature that they show a little bit in the trailer, kind of coming up next to Natalie Portman, that was really cool.
Good.
Really cool. I wish they just focused
the CG
movie
was
more
tight
on that.
On that scene.
CG was tight.
It would have worked better as a creature feature.
Nice.
With that
really?
Creature.
So instead of high concept, they should have just went with the monster movie kind of thing?
Yeah, instead of the high concept, Arrival type
sci-fi. But to be fair, didn't Sunshine do that? I mean, it was great for the first two-thirds, and then the last third was just terrible because it turned into a monster. Wasn't that the kind of the point? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but for this one, I think.
Great, and then it ended up like a Sandra Bullock movie.
It did. kind of did.
As they tend to
do. So you're on par with how are the performances?
But I think I kept more interest than Barry did. He kind of fell out of it. Quicker than I did.
He did way early in the movie, actually.
But I stayed with it until that whole high concept, try to be like a rival.
Right.
I didn't like that.
So now, moving on to the film that is released at a kind of a very bad time, but yet I still want to watch it because I'm in love with the original.
Garbageville Kids, the movie.
Red,
that
White,
was a good movie.
And Bruce. Ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Red, White, and Bruce. It's Death Wish.
Oh,
he's being stupid.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome. So Death Wish, the remake of the classic from 1977, I think, starring Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson.
Which is one of my favorite films.
That guy's never given a wooden performance.
How dare you, sir?
Damn. He's a real tough guy.
He is a tough guy. So what did you think of Death Wish? What how was
made
Eli,
out of wood.
How did Eli Roth's direction and Joe Carnahan's writing and Bruce Willis's acting go for this version
Bruce
of Death Wish?
Bruce Willis's acting is no more.
Really?
he doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't care?
Is that my card?
What does that mean?
Like, when his wife and his daughter got assaulted, or his wife died or whatever.
It's not a Death
like
Wish
no,
movie without that.
Yeah.
In it though,
there was like no emotion at all. He was looking at his dead wife, and it was just.
I want to know when Shaq shows up.
Okay, wait a minute.
That kind of took me out of the movie.
How long is Elizabeth Shue in this movie?
Elizabeth Shue's in this movie?
She's 15 the wife.
Minutes.
Oh yeah, wow!
She's the wife,
and she gets shooed away.
She's in a coma, right?
Funny guy.
Oh, she dies.
She dies. The daughter's spoilers. In a coma.
Yeah, that's not a spoiler.
I know it's in the commercial.
It's in the commercials. So
she's in about 15 minutes, maybe.
But I read the review, and it takes a half an hour.
The opening credits.
No, I read the review, and it takes a half an hour for them to die. So it's like,
well, interesting.
You don't get the death wish part until like the last hour.
Okay, so what about my question is this: is that the performance of Bruce Willis? I mean, you said it's not very good, but. Is the movie decent in and of itself? I mean, the way it was
compared
out?
To the other Eli Roth movies, yeah. Good. I think he's
oh, it's
well.
Eli Roth.
Yeah,
is it?
You
is
can't
it,
really hold high expectations for Eli Roth.
Is Eli Roth holding himself back from being as violent as he can be, or being as, or is he going full bore?
Knock Knock had the least violence out of all his movies. I think gore wise, blood wise.
Mm-hmm.
Was a Keanu Reeves movie.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that one.
Yeah, that's the one where
that
the two
pretty funny.
Yeah, the
actually.
Two sexy
two
girls kidnap him.
Kidnap or they don't kidnap. They
I like the ending of that movie.
Yeah.
Knock knock. Yeah.
Yeah. There's one scene of pretty strong violence.
Oh, really? Was there?
Which is you could tell is already trademarked Eli Roth.
Right.
But I mean, it's not bad, but yet it's not good.
So
it's kind of in the middle.
It's in the middle. So what'd you give it?
Two.
You give it the two, huh?
Right in the middle.
Oh, man. I really wanted to enjoy that.
I mean, I like the difference.
You still can.
Yeah, I mean.
No,
I wouldn't.
Other people's opinions ruin things for
believe
me.
It or not, you could actually watch it and enjoy it
yeah,
for yourself.
I mean, totally.
Believe
don't
that
turn
or not.
Yourself off.
You're probably not, though, because A-Ron didn't like it.
That's right, A-Ron didn't
like
it.
If Barry crapped all over it, he just would have based his whole opinion on that.
I think Barry would hate this movie.
You think Barry would hate it?
I think he would.
He's going to Suicide Squad it for you.
I can't wait. It's going to be freaking awesome. That'll be fantastic. So,
I mean, there's nice touches because he's never, you know, fired a gun or anything because he's a surgeon. So they showed training, you know, him trying to learn how to...
Shooting a can off a log.
How to
I love those
shoot
scenes.
The gun and all that. That kind of stuff is cool.
So he surgically wishes for
that's,
death.
That is kind of neat.
Does he grow
because,
a Bronson mustache?
Well, that'd be awesome. But it is kind of neat because...
Face,
my friends call me Charlie
you
Bronson.
You remember that we look at Bruce
no
Willis.
Dice.
We look
no
at
dice.
We look at Bruce Willis as John McClane. So... If you're watching him learn how to
this
shoot a gun, it is kind of weird.
Over.
You know what I mean?
Because in most movies, he already knows how.
Right.
Except 16, like the other movie is 16 Blocks.
16 Blocks with the Richard Donner movie.
Yeah, he was like really, you know, worn out and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that kind of Bruce Willis I like seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not so typical.
For sure.
Right?
I like watching the used up, worn out Bruce Willis too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Woo. Moonlighting. Yeah. Good times.
Some
what?
Walk by night.
No. Oh, crap. My bad.
What you did.
I'm sorry.
Some fly by day. Anyway, sorry. Al Jarreau, in memory
who's
of.
Who's the female lead on that show?
Sybil Shepherd.
Sybil
Shepherd. Shepherd, all right.
Sybil Shepherd.
Some lady that went on to do Murphy Brown.
She was in Texas. She was in the... she was in the... what was it? The last Texas
that wasn't
picture
her.
Show?
Yeah, last picture show.
Last picture show with...
you know, her.
McDonald's.
She was that girl with multiple personalities
she
living
did,
in her head, right?
Just Shoot Me.
Sybil,
Moonlighting is so good.
She's the one. She's the one who hates her kids.
Yeah,
what?
That's a lot. Of, Britney Spears?
No, but
she's
yeah.
in the Two Guys, a Girl in a Pizza Place.
Two Girls, One Cup. That was disgusting.
Two Guys, a Girl in a Pizza
Shepherd
Place.
Sybil Shepherd was in that.
No, you know who? You know what?
I tuned out after the first 2 minutes, man. That's an intense video.
Two girls, a girl.
Like, oh,
did
yeah.
that get the Oscar? The year it was out.
Two Girls,
that,
a Guy in a Pizza Place was the sitcom that starred Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the 1 billion.
Yeah, that's what? Right. And Nathan Fillion. That's
wow.
Right.
And Wonder Man. Yeah. Deadpool and Wonder Man in the same movie.
It's pretty crazy.
Korvac saga.
I should have told you that.
And Candace Bergen.
And Candace Bergen.
Murphy Brown herself.
They're both trying to romanticize her, which is really awkward.
Cause right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's super awesome.
She's like, I just want to report the news.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So you did not recommend watching it in the theater? Just wait?
Yeah.
Watch it at home?
I would wait, but...
It's got Redbox written all over it. I don't even know why.
Under the covers?
Annihilation looks like a straight-up Netflix movie.
Ironically enough, yeah, it is a Netflix movie in Europe.
Yeah. It really does. It just looks like a Netflix.
That's what it is. So we'll see. By the way, speaking of Netflix movies, before we get out of here,
shut up.
There is an Italian film that is getting a lot of buzz on social media.
Lost in Space.
Well, Lost in Space trailer did show up. I didn't get a chance to see that, but we'll talk about that after. It does pretty. It looks pretty cool. There is an Italian horror film that is getting a lot of buzz from on Netflix right now. It's an original Netflix film. It's called Veronica. People are.
That's not Italian. That's Spanish.
Did you say Moronica?
Way different.
Veronica.
Are you sure? It's
Moronica. Paco Plaza, the guy that directed Wreck?
Oh, that's right. Paco Plaza. It is Spanish. It is.
That's Spanish as hell.
My fault.
Man, you racist. You think they're all the same.
Yeah, Spanish and Italians. I'm
sorry.
With
their funny talk.
I thought it was Italian.
Blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
So Spanish.
Did you say his name is Taco Plaza?
Paco.
Paco.
Oh, I was like, what?
That sounds like an awesome place to be.
Paco Plaza did the third one, right?
I can't remember if it was the second or the third, but he did one of them.
He did the third one.
Like
I'm pretty sure
most
because
awesomest plaza next to Aubrey.
I
think
Rec
it was
one
the second one.
I like Rec
Here,
1 and
2.
Plaza full of tacos, I'm totally there.
Paco Plaza.
Can Aubrey be there too? Aubrey Plaza is awesome.
No, Paco Plaza has done this film called Veronica, and the social media...
And it's not
Veronica.
Italian.
Veronica. And the social media hype behind it is the fact that people
That's
are...
That's the Hulkbuster armor, right?
They're tweeting that they can't finish the movie because it's so scary. So it's getting a lot of buzz right now.
He, according to this, he wrote and directed Wreck 1 and 2.
Okay.
And then he went on to direct Wreck 3 by himself. He co-directed Wreck 1 and 2.
Wreck 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Because then the original guy came back for Wreck 4, which is a good one.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, look, it's also a Spanish
It's a pizza. It's a pizza. Anyway, I'm sorry, okay? Italian, Spanish, my fault.
I apologize to Paco Plaza.
Sorry, Paco Plaza.
Yeah!
What's the Spanish word for sorry?
I don't know.
Lo siento mucho. Sorry. Very sorry.
Thank
anyway,
you more.
Check it out. Veronica on Netflix right now.
Grande,
you can take a look
lo
at
siento.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, other than Veronica.
Venti lo siento.
Wow.
Other than.
Digging deep for those roots.
Hang on. Other than that, on Netflix.
Como guys, se dice?
Today is the day. Shut up, Todd.
Oh, I'm being obnoxious?
You are being
obnoxious. Oh, okay. Well, excuse me.
So, today is
was
the day.
Was it Veronica? Or was it Valerie? No, it was Veronica,
for what?
Right? The Hulkbuster arm. And what
Valerie.
You're talking about.
It's Veronica. It
yeah.
is Veronica.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
no, it's Murakami.
You need to stop. Such an idiot.
Lady Harlock in the chat.
Today is Tuesday, so that means there is...
Murakami is talking about Christopher Robin.
We'll talk about that after the show.
And how it's
on Facebook
movie.
Live.
Amy.
Yeah,
that
we'll
might
talk
be a
about
thing
that.
With you and McGregor.
And some peoples.
Good. Well, let me finish this.
Shut up.
Last
Sorry.
But not least...
One of
the
you
most.
Can read the stuff,
it's Tuesday, so that means Hard Media is out right now.
Tuesdays,
yeah, and of
hard
course,
Hard Media's.
That means the release of the
No
most,
Wonder Wheel on the Island.
It's
that's right.
And
Aaron is pissed.
I was. That's the one thing I wanted to get.
And it is the the release date of the worst Marvel movie of all time. Thor Ragnarok has hit Blu-ray
That's
and 4K.
That's the worst Marvel movie.
I think it's one of the worst Marvel
Ghost
movies.
You're dumb.
I bought it, though.
Ghost
I have
Rider.
To have it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Worst Marvel movie from Disney. Okay, to be fair.
Jeff Goldblum's in that movie. It can't be bad.
Okay, well, it is bad.
By default.
I didn't love it, but I don't think it's the
you
worst.
You should at least love the credits.
Okay, I'll give you that. I love the credits.
Well, he's saying
Marvel,
the Disney Marvel.
The Disney Marvel. Yeah. Thor Ragnarok's the worst. Anyway, if you want
to
pick up your copy of a crappy Thor movie, you can do that today. You can buy it in 4K. I did. So check it out.
It's crappy, but you bought it in 4K. You wanted it in the best resolution possible. Yeah, you don't like.
I did. That's my. That's
only the, because you didn't pop for the 8K.
Hey, that's my cross to bear. All right. Anyway. Okay, there it is. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. Stay tuned, Facebook Live. We got more with you guys coming up here very shortly.
But
we
do have to get out of here. That's your timer for the hour?
No, it's not. It's
is that why it always goes off?
No, it's not at all. You guys can check us out if you're listening to the podcast on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher. Please like our Facebook page at facebook.com/nerdwatch. Donate to the Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdwatch. And of course, you guys can tune
Adam
in.
Adam Simon did.
Every single, yes, he did. Thank you, Adam Simon. You can tune in each and every week.
Two whole books.
That's right. Each and every week right here on the island of Maui at Maui Comics and Collectibles. We are out of time, so see you on Facebook for an exclusive exclusive time coming up here very shortly for you guys. So until next week, for everybody listening to the program,
I get to see you last time.
For Gannon, for Todd, for Aaron, for Format.
Man, you don't talk for me.
For Daddy Leaks, and of course for Night Darling, I am G Money. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, I say to you guys.
Shut up. Aloha.
Aloha.
I mean, what?
We got no Aloha. No funk, right?
Murakami.
Murakami.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.